Shlile vloge son
E peprav kisasite
Moerine fasi
Et omnem ansi so
Oma son Lord Jesus Christ God Who set you saintly disciples and honored apostles, many prophets and righteous men have desired to see the things which you see and are not seeing them, and to hear the things which you hear and have not heard them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. May we be worthy to hear and to act according to your holy gospels through the prayers of your saints.
Pray for the holy gospel.
Lord, have mercy.
Remember also our mass and also have bidden us to remember them in our supplications and prayers, which we offer up unto you, Lord our God. Those who have already fallen asleep, repose them. Those who are sick, heal them. For you are the love of our soul, the salvation of our soul, the hope of our soul, the healing of our soul, and the resurrection of us all. Φρόνιμε μψόν στενιγόμ Κύριε φλόγησον εκ το κάτω Ιωάννην Αγίου Ευαγγέλιο του Αναγνώσμου
Stand in the fear of God and listen to the Holy Gospel, a Gospel according to our teacher, St. John the Evangelist. May his blessings be with us. Amen. From the Psalms of our Father David the Prophet and the King, may his blessings be with us. Amen. Cause me to hear your loving kindness in the morning, for in you do I trust. Cause me to know the way in which I should walk, for I lift up my soul to you. Alleluia. Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, to whom is glory forever. Amen. Now on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb early, while it was still dark, and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. Then she ran and came to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved and said to them, They have taken away the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him. Peter therefore went out and the other disciple and were going to the tomb. So they both ran together and the other disciple outran Peter and came to the tomb first. And he, stooping down, looking in, saw the linen clothes lying there, yet he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came following him, and he went into the tomb, and he saw the linen cloths lying there, and the handkerchief that had been around his head, not lying with the linen cloths, but folded together in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who came to the tomb first, went in also, and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not know the scripture, that he must rise again from the dead. Then the disciples went away again to their own homes, but Mary stood outside by the tomb weeping. And as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting, one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. And the woman said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "Because they have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." Now, when she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, and did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?" She, supposing him to be the gardener, said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary," and she turned to him and said, "Rabboni," which is to say, "Teacher." Jesus said to her, "Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren and say to them, 'I am ascending to my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God.'" Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord, and that he had spoken these things to her.
Our Father who art in heaven, the resources of man's choice, no pion so kyrie.
O most the Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son, the Logos and God of the Father, who has broken every one of our senses throughout his saving life, giving suffering, who breathed into the face of his sent the disciples and holy apostles and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit if you forgive the sins of sinning. They are forgiven and retain the sin of any, they are retained." Now also, our Master, you have given grace throughout your holy apostles to those who for a time labor in the priesthood in your holy church to forgive sin upon the earth, and to bind and loose every bond of iniquity. Now also we ask for your goodness all over mankind, for your servant, my father, my brethren, and my weakness, those who bow their heads before your holy glory, dispense to us your mercy, and loose every bond of our sin, and if we have committed any sin against you, knowingly or unknowingly, or through anguish of heart, whether deed or word, or from the first redness, O Master, who know the weakness of men, as a good one and lover of mankind, O God, grant us the forgiveness of our sins, bless us, Amen. Purify us, Amen. Absolve us and all Amen. Your people. Fill us with your fear and strengthen us for your holy good will, for you are our God, and the glory and the honor, the dominion and the worship are due unto you with your good Father and the Holy Spirit, the giver of life, who is of one essence with you now and in all time, into the ages of ages. Amen. Make us worthy to pray, thankfully, our Father, who art in heaven, and Lord, be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, forgive us trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation,
but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Choice and I, the prayer of the third hour and the sixth hour of this blessed day, we offer to Christ our King and our God, beseeching Him to forgive us our sins. From the Psalm of our father David, the prophet and the King, may blessing be upon us all. Amen.